That was a long day for you guys.
Yeah, long day. Long trip, long day. But it was worth it. You know, you get a look at it, a lot of guys, and you know, pretty young group, so you try to get some guys some experience and kind of see what happens.
Yeah, I was looking at the roster before it came in, and you guys have at least 15 freshmen?
15 freshmen, I think 26 guys are freshmen, between freshman and sophomore year. Yeah, it's 27 actually.
So it's really about getting those guys some looks. And so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the sophomores, you hope that you know they're a little bit more on par than the freshmen. But the young guys got to get, you know, got to get their ears wet.
With this group of guys and so many other guys who used to run the offense when they graduated, making some adjustments with this crew?
A little bit. We moved a little slower, you know, in the fall, and but. Hey, you know, for us, especially the fall is really important just because of the weather come January. You can't stand out there on the field and do a lot of teaching. A lot of your teaching is going to be inside and you're going to get out there. So we do a lot of the teaching in the fall. So we try to cram in a bunch.
Yeah, specifically, so a lot of good offense from your midfield, I would say. A little bit more of where you're going to look for some offense this year?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. We're going to look for it from wherever we get it, honestly. We did lose a lot. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you know, Connor Mooney's and Mitty's is the only senior, really. You know, Matt Whippen's there, and those two guys are midfielders, so you expect those guys to have the most experience and be some of the guys we count on. Yeah.
Who's number 24? I know some of the freshmen that I
see. Yeah, Jeff George is 24. Done a nice job. You know, seems really composed, you know what I mean? Doesn't seem like a guy that's was nervous out there or anything like that. Nicky Mariano, you know, on TAC 23 is the same type. You know, they feel like they already fit in, you know, in terms of them being ready to play, you know, and honestly, we don't need them to play.
Defensively, what do you feel with that group right now?
We're still a little green there, you know. We graduated three guys that were very important to us. Hollenby and Jake Smith. And Brett Tobin or Paul. So we're really young at Paul. There are two freshmen today at Paul. And, our starting D will be a senior and two sophomores. You know, and then Zach's a sophomore. So it's young. You know, Izzo got hurt in the Hoppin scrimmage, so you don't see him for most of it. You know, he's a guy that's a leader out there. So we're a work in progress there. Yeah, I think we're a work in progress everywhere. I mean, I think this team needs to know that hey, we got to get better every day. If we don't, we're going to be a lot of trouble.
Definitely a progress for you guys.
There's no doubt about it, man.
That's something you guys have done before, though. I mean,
I guess it has, but we've had some guys leave in the last few years. That's really catching up to us.
Thank you very much for the time.
Wow, man.
Always good to
see
you guys out today.
Coach, what did you see today from both scrimmages? Obviously, it's kind of your first real shot to play against a different color. So what did you see from both? It seemed like in the second one, I don't know if it's fatigue, but a little...
Probably a little tired, mentally tired, too. Right. I think because we're younger, you know, once you get tired, the mental part of you, we turn the ball over way too many times in that second game, and... but you know, we saw some energy against Hopkins. We like to see, and I think we know what our strengths are, and we really have to work on our weaknesses, though. You know, it's and one of them today was really defending in transition, and then the other one was that we need to do a lot of things on offense. We're not crafty. We don't have that one guy that can really take it and go to rack. So I think on both sides of the balls, we got a lot of work.
Yeah, and you spoke to Jeff about, you know, you lost a lot defensively with Jake Smith and Ryan Hollenbaugh. And then offensively, you also lost Kyle Smith and Will Manny. So how do you replace them both on and off the field? Or try to replace them?
You try. Yeah. You hope your seniors can be good leaders. You know, right. Our seniors have to be not only good leaders, but really good players. And I think those guys are still finding their way. I mean, it's a small class. There's five of them, but Izzo and Von Rosenving were redshirt guys, so they were involved in that. And just hope that they can continue to be good leaders. You know, and you know, we felt once we lost Izzo today, and then Rutgers lit us up early.
Right.
Our guys kind of like there was no one there that there was no one there that said, like, all right, guys, it's okay. Let's keep playing. You know, there's no one there that the guys could really look to, or, you know, in terms of saying it's all right. You know, we try to do it as coaches, but I think you need a lot of players.
You need someone on the field to do that.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And freshmen, you know, obviously it's your first look. Freshmen, jitters, coming out, seeing a new uniform.
Yeah.
You know, who impressed you, who maybe needs a little work, anything on your freshmen?
The guys I talked about, you know, Jeff George impressed us in the midfield, and Nick Mariano did a nice job on the attack side. Austin Spencer on defense. Our two poles did a decent job. Aaron Medeski and then James Marusi, they're both freshmen.
Right.
They hung in. You know, we need those guys to be really good, sure.
All right, that's it.